Everything is Parshas Ekev.
Yeah.
And we're going to go right to the middle of the Parsha, the Luchas. The Parsha, there's a very big chunk of the Parsha discusses the Luchas Shinios. Moshe repeats the story, goes through a lot of details. If we have some time, we'll go through this. There's some very interesting details about the Luchas Shinios that are not presented in the Luchas, in Parsha Yisro. Parsha Yisro, it's just very quick. We come to Matan Torah.
The farm is all about backstory.
Backstory. So we could get the whole behind the scenes version of what really happened. In Chumash Shemais, we learn that Moshe goes to Shemaim, receives the Torah, he comes down, he goes up another 40 days, then the Egel, he shares the Luchas, he goes up, he gets another set of Luchas. What really happened behind the scenes? A major chunk of what happened behind the scenes is presented in this week's Parsha. And Let's discuss when Moshe, folks, in one specific passage, when Moshe comes down with the Luchos Shniyos on Yom Kippur, you know that he went to Shemayim on the seventh day of Sivan. The Torah was given either on the sixth day, the seventh day. Okay, that's the big discussion in the Gemara, Masechta Yuma, the whole exactly when was Matan Torah is a very complicated Gemara to go through the details. When did Hashem give the Torah? When did Moshe go to Shemayim? But approximately on the seventh day of Sivan, Moshe went to Shemayim for 40 days. He came down on the 17th day. He shattered the first Luchos. He went up on the 18th day. He came down on the 29th day of Av, which we consider to be Rosh Chodesh Elul, and then he went up again for another 40 days and came back down on Yom Kippur. So we're with the Luchos Shinios. Okay, and that we learn about in this week's Parsha. When Moshe finishes telling us the story in Parsha Ekev, I'll read you the words over here, some sukkim, to bring up the point I want to make. Al kein therefore, lo hoya levi chilig nach le mechav Hashem unach alosa, kashadir Hashem elokech alo. Okay, that pasuk is describing that when Moshe came down with the Luchos, and when the first Luchos, and he saw the Egel, he said, Mila Hashem Elai. And who came to Moshe? Shevet Levi. And Shevet Levi, they killed all of the guilty people, even if they were relatives. They didn't differentiate, and therefore they were rewarded. And then Moshe says, Oi, but you know the problem that you made for yourself by worshipping the Egel? Do you know what I had to do for you? The Anochi Amadati Vahar. I had to go to Shemayim, Kayamim Harishanim, Arboim Yoim, Yarboim Laila, and I had a daven for you. By Yishma Hashem Elai Gamba Pamahi, Loy Ova Hashem Hashchisecha. And Hashem did not want to destroy you. This is really a summary because it says all the details. It says the details in the previous psukim. This is the very end of the summary, so to speak, of the whole story. That ends the parasha. Okay, this ends the parasha of the Luchas. These psukim. The very next pasuk is pasuk Yudbeis. It's a classic pasuk, which is really one of the most fundamental psukim in our religion, in Yadus. The Ato Yisrael, now, with an ayin, now, the Jewish people, Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Me'imach. What does Hashem request from you? It says Shoyel. Shoyel is a very powerful word. A request. What is Hashem, what does he want from you? What he wants is Kiim Liyira Es Hashem Elokecha. What he really wants, everything comes down to one thing. You should fear Hashem Elokecha Ulechas Chol Derachav Ula'ahav Oisai V'la'avodet Hashem Elokecha U'mecholubav U'chol Nafshach. Hashem wants you to fear him and to go in his ways. And then it goes on to say, and to love him and to serve him with all your heart and all your soul. Okay? Yirah Shamayim. And from this pasuk we learn Akol bidei shamayim chutz mi yirah shamayim. From this pasuk we learn the person should make a bracha, 100 brachos every single day. Al tikrin ma ela meya. 100 brachos every single day to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to let it sink in the yirah Hashem. Let's just take note. that this classic pasuk of Yirat Shemayim is the pasuk that appears immediately following the story, the episode of the Luchas. The Luchas Rishonos were shattered. Moshe was mispalel. A long, many psukim describing over here the Luchas Shniyos. Moshe, we finish up the story, and now Hashem wants Yirat Shemayim. All right. Now, let's go to the Luchos Rishonos. Luchos Rishonos in Parashas Yisro. There, Hashem begins to give the Aseres Adibros, and it doesn't tell us what really happened behind the scenes, but Chazal tells us that after two Luchos, the Jewish people came to Moshe and said, Moshe, let's stop. Let's cancel this ceremony. We're going to die. It's too overwhelming for us to hear Hashem speak to us directly. Instead, you be the middleman between us and Hashem. Pasuk says, the Aseres HaDibros, okay, we first read all the Aseres HaDibros. The Chola'om, Reimes HaKoilois, V'yas HaLapid, V'yas Kol HaShofar, V'yas HaRashen, V'yar Ha'om, V'yonu, V'yishuk, V'yamdu Mei Rochoik, Vayomer el Moshe, Daber ato imanu v'nishmo'o. You tell us. V'al yidaber imanu elokim pen namus. We're going to die. We can't take this. We're terrified. We are terrified.
When did they say it? In the middle of the...
So Chazal tell us in the middle. Even though in the Seder Apsukim, even though in the Seder Apsukim we were 10 lul, 10 aseres adibros, and they made this statement, Chazal tell us that this took place after the first two. That's what Chazal is saying. Does it say this in the Rashi? Let's see the Rashi. Pasuk Tezayin. V'chol ha'memes ha'koilos, shirvus ha'koilos, v'yaduhu, ein izvayel merochoik, hoyu nitro'in ala achareken, shnei masu mil, malcha asher izbom, v'mesayinus v'machazidun, okay? No, it doesn't say it over here. Okay, it's not in Rashi. But Chazal is classic. It's a classic Chazal. Maybe it's a Rashi somewhere else, but it's not at least over here. Maybe I'm not reading all the Rashi over here. But Chazal tells us this conversation took place after the first two luchas. They said to Moshe, "We are terrified. Daber atoy manu v'nishma v'al yidaber manu l'kim penamus. V'ayoy mi'Moshe l'om al tira'u." You hear this? After the first luchas, what's the first thing it says? Moshe says to Klal Yisrael, "Al tira'u." Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to hear Hashem. Ki levavur nasois eschem bohu Elokim. This is the purpose. The purpose is to elevate you. The word nasois means to lift you up. Uvavur, and so that tiye yir osoi. Hashem's fear shall be al peneichem levilti sechetov. That's the purpose. The purpose is don't. When you look at the stira, first Moshe says, don't be afraid. And then he says, that's the purpose. The purpose is that you should be afraid. You should be afraid. So what is it? Obviously, a little bit afraid. You should be afraid just enough not to do an avera, but don't be overwhelmed with fear.
It's a healthy respect.
Healthy respect. That's what it says. A healthy respect, don't be overwhelmed. Vavurti Yirasu Al Yidei Shiri Sheri Isem Oso Yirou Umi Uyum Teiduki Ein Zuloso Vitiru Mi Panaf. Don't be overwhelmed. Okay? And again, in Parashas Mishpatim, we have more of this conversation continues. In Parashas Mishpatim is an elaboration upon this Yirat Shemayim. And let's read the Psukim over there. At the end of Parshas Mishpatim, V'yel Moshe Omar, Moshe Alei Ato V'Arvid V'Aviv, come to Shemayim, I want to speak to you. And Moshe comes down, and it says here, V'yal Moshe V'Arvid V'Aviv V'Hashem Zim Yisrael V'Yiru Es Elokei Yisrael, okay, V'yomer Asher Moshe Alei, come to the mountain. Now, where is the pasuk? Over here. Maybe I'm making a mistake over here. Okay, maybe it's not okay. Maybe I'm making a mistake. I'm making up things that I don't know. But we don't need to find those. Now it's not really that relevant. What I mean for we need now. The point over here is maybe it's a parash kisisa. Let me go quickly in parash kisisa. Solucha. Okay, Hashem. All right, I can't find the pasuk. It's not. We can do without the pasuk. We can do without the pasuk. We can add just these two pesukim. Point I want to make over here is: look what's going on over here. Look what's taking place over here. The luchos rishonos in Parshas Yisroel. Right after we have the luchos rishonos, the very first thing is Moshe tells Klal Yisroel, "Don't be afraid." In Parshas Ekev, when we learn about the Luchos Shniyos, because there were no Luchos, the Parshas Yisrael, we're dealing over here with the Luchos Rishonos, and only the Luchos Rishonos. The Egel didn't happen yet. The Luchos Rishonos, Moshe says to Klal Yisrael, don't be afraid. In Parshas Ekev, our Parshal, when Moshe comes down with the Luchos Shniyos, and now everything is settled, all the dust is settled, Moshe says to Klal Yisrael, V'ata, Mo Hashem Elokecha Shomeimach, Kiyim L'Yira Oysa. Hashem wants you to fear. My high. This is the opposite. Moshe Rabbeinu's attitude to Klal Yisrael after Luchos Rishonos versus Luchos Shniyos is Mamash Mikotze LaKotze. He's telling Klal Yisrael, don't be so scared. Hashem wants you, he's scaring you. He came down, he revealed himself to you. You definitely got shaken up. But don't be so scared. Don't get so scared. Here, after the Luchos Shniyos, Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael, the only thing that Hashem wants from you is Takav Yerushalayim. It's real fear. What's going on? So obviously the difference is the luchos rishonos. I mean, you can say many things. Blow the air conditioner a little bit. Mr. Cohen, you blow it.
I love people. I banged up to 71.
Okay, put it at 71. Leave 72.
Is that right?
You say, well, 71?
Yeah, I put it at 71.
Okay, fine. So what's the, on a very simple level, what will you answer? The luchos rishonos was the luchos maase elokim himav yahnichav mas is nichav elokim. The luchos rishonos was an experience that was overwhelming. It was an overwhelming experience, and there was too much fear. That's really what Moshe Rabbeinu says. They were overwhelmed with the experience. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself came down. The whole Klal Yisrael surah Hashem to the Torah. And the luchos were maase elokim. What more could you possibly say? The luchos shniyos were given in the middle of the night. No one saw. The world was in full operation. Everyone was doing their business. No one even knew it was given behester. It was only Moshe and Hashem. Moshe came down the luchos shniyos. It wasn't on the same level. Hashem said to Moshe, "Psal lucha shnei luchos savanim." The material was ordinary stone, and I was the maase elokim, it was the michav elokim, but it wasn't the same level, it wasn't the same exalted level. The damage of the egel was so massive, and the luchos rishonos was shattered. You didn't have it. You did not. That was lost. That period of the intense fear of Kadosh Baruch Hu was gone with the tragedy of the Shviras HaLuchas. Now when we're starting again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving the Luchas Shviras, it wasn't the same. And therefore, it was necessary for Moshe Rabbeinu to say, unfortunately, you're missing something, a quality in the Luchas Shviras that you had in the Luchas Rishonos, and that is you don't have enough Yirah Shamayim. And this idea is a summary of the real chilek. You know, the all the farsa said, what exactly are the differences between the luchos rishonos, luchos shniyos? I think some count 22 differences. You probably can count, you know, there are many ways to count differences. The letters, the way it's written, The different. I think I saw someone count 22 differences. But don't focus on the details. So you'll say another difference was the Luchos Rishonos were given in front of the entire world. The animals didn't make a sound. The entire world was watching this event. The Luchos Shniyos, nobody was watching. It was only Moshe and Hashem. No one would have known. And then you'll see another difference. Luchos Rishonos, the stone. It wasn't stone. It was a material. The Haluchos Maase Elokim. The Luchos Shniyos, it wasn't Maase Elokim. It was Psolcha. You'll tell me another difference. Luchos Rishonos doesn't say the word Toiv. Leman Yitav Lach. The Luchos Shniyos, it says Leman Yitav Lach. Besides that being one of the 22 differences, but that captures the essence of what the difference is. The Luchos Rishonos is Toiv. The Luchos Rishonos doesn't say Toiv. There are many fundamental differences you can make between the Luchos Rishonos and the Luchos Shniyos. But you know what the real difference is? All of these things pale in comparison to the Iker difference between the two Luchos. When you go to an event, Gesundheit, you go to Shul on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you come out davening, sit there the whole season, Elul, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you go to an inspirational event, you go to a dinner, you go to a Chanukah Sabayis, you go, you name it, you go to all these events. When the event is over, no, it's over. Now, what do you take out of the event? Tell me. Unfortunately, many times you take nothing out of the event. Yeah, it was a nice thing. I got to see my family. I got some good food. And it cost me a few bucks. And this and that. I caught up with some old friends. What change in your life did you take out of this experience? That's what it's all about. What did we take out of Matan Torah number one, and what experience do we take out of Matan Torah number two? The defining difference is Yirah Shemayim. Yirah Shemayim. The Luchos Rishonos, we were overwhelmed. It wasn't good. It wasn't good. It was too much. There was a chesaron in each one. Think about it that way. The Luchos Rishonos, we were overwhelmed. We were too terrified. And because of that, maybe you can lock the door. You shouldn't go and slam the door over here. Thank you very much to come. I shouldn't ask you to close this door. The Luchos Rishonos, there was too much fear. And therefore, they came to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, tell Hashem no more. The show is canceled. The show is completely canceled. We cannot hear Hashem speak to us. We're going to die. That's not good. It's good that we're afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the fact that it resulted in a cancellation where we were not able to hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the remaining 8 Dibros, that's a problem. What was the experience of the Luchos Shniyos? There wasn't enough Yirah Shemayim, but Moshe Rabbeinu left them telling the Atah now. What's with the Atah? It bothers me very much. It's the Atah now. Mo Hashem Lokecha Shol Neimach Kim Yiroisa. Who asked Moshe to say the word the Atah? What do you need the word the Atah for? Just say the Atah. I'd say just Mo Hashem Lokecha Shol. What's the word the Atah? The answer is the word the Atah is in contrast to the aftermath of the Luchos Rishonos. In the Luchos Rishonos, you were terrified. The Atah, now you're not terrified. The Atah of the Luchos Shniyos is coming to connect to the aftermath of the Luchos Rishonos. Moshe said, do you remember the Luchos Rishonos? Remember what happened? You couldn't function. You were non-functional. Maybe that contributed to the egel to some degree. You have to have a chazal to say that. But when the person is in the matzah where you're overwhelmed, it's not healthy. You have to be able to deal with the situation. If you're in a situation and you're so overwhelmed, if you have a pilot in an airplane, and he has on the airplane 300 people, and everything, all the engines shut down, and everything that could possibly go wrong goes wrong. If the pilot is in a state of shock and overwhelmed, you don't got a chance. If the pilot is composed, okay, we've got a problem. The engines all shut down. We have no hydraulics. We have no power. But I can deal with this. We'll find a solution. I'm terrified because everyone's life is on the line. But I'm not overwhelmed to the point where I'm dysfunctional. I'm going to deal with it. After the Luchos Rishonos, Klal Yisrael, they were dysfunctional. They said to Moshe, we cannot continue. We're going to die. We're done. We cannot deal. Moshe says, you know, the Luchos Rishonos have a silver lining. There's a silver lining in the Luchos Rishonos that are not in the Luchos Rishonos. Even the Luchos Rishonos don't have, it wasn't Masei Elokim. Even though the Luchos Rishonos don't have all the milas of the whole world was quiet and shock and Hashem came down, the atah, now relative to what was. What was Moshe, we're going to die. We're dying. We're dysfunctional people because of what's going on over here. We can't deal with this Torah anymore. The proof is they made the ego. They couldn't deal with it. Moshe, the atah, good news. Now I got the Torah alone. You didn't have to be terrorized. And therefore, we can work our way up. Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoya, the request of you, you're composed, you're in a frame of mind, you're able to, you're cool and collected. Now we can get there to the Yirah Shemayim on your terms and your level. Now, Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Meiroch Kim Lir, let's work our way up. That is the silver lining of the Luchos Rishonos in contrast to the Luchos Rishonos. The Sach HaKol, it's not a coincidence that the first topic of discussion after the Luchos Rishonos is Yirah Shemayim. And the first topic after the Luchos Rishonos in Parashas Eked is Yirah Shamayim. It's not a coincidence that in the first parasha Moshe says, don't be afraid. And after the Luchos Rishonos, Moshe says, Hashem wants you to be afraid. And the answer to this is the word ve'atah. Last time you were too afraid, you shut down, you shut off, and you had problems. Ve'atah. Now you didn't shut down, you're not overwhelmed. Now let's work our way up. Our way up in Yirah Shamayim. Birchas Rosh Chodesh. What?
Talking actually ve'atah everything.
Yeah.
We're talking Tavshin Aleph. We're talking about atah is.
Okay, that's pasuk pshat. I want to say drush. You say another pshat. You're saying a very nice. Maybe what you're saying is pasuk pshat. I'm telling you drush. Every that's a different idea. What you're saying is the pasuk the pshat. The atah now. Now means every single moment, the present.
He's talking about the end of 40 of the Midbar. Before
right, he's saying the atah now means the end of 40 is Pashup Shat. The atah now, you have to have Yirah Shemayim. Hashem wants the Yirah Shemayim. That is the Ein Mikra Yoitze Midei Pshutai. But I want to suggest a drush.
A drush.
What is the word the atah? When you take note of the coincidence of Luchos Rishonos, Luchos Shnios, the very first topic is Yirah Shamayim. And there Moshe says, don't be afraid. And here Moshe says, be afraid. The word V'atah fits in like a glove. Last time you were too afraid, and that wasn't healthy, that made you dysfunctional. V'atah, now you don't have that problem. So now let's come to the Yirah Shamayim on your terms, and you'll work your way up. So that's the Atos making that connection. Birchas Rosh Chodesh. What do we say? We ask for Yerushalayim really three times. 2/3 times. In Birchas Rosh Chodesh. So what, why do we ask 2/3 times? So let's focus on the two, because one is Yerushalayim Shemayim and one is Yiras Chet. So let's focus on Yiras Shemayim. Okay, there's Yiras Chet and Yiras Shemayim twice. Why do you have to ask for Yiras Shemayim twice? So there are a lot of jokes to answer this question. There are a lot of different answers. And the partial answer is this Yiras Haroimimus or and Yiras Ha'oinish. Okay, there's Yiras Ha'oinish. I don't want lightning. I don't want lightning to strike me. And then forget about the lightning. There's something called or. Or of HaKadosh Baruch. That's the Pshut HaShomer. But I want to tie this in. These two fears of the Luchos Rishonos and the Luchos Shniyos is what... Look, Shabbos morning, what do you say? You say, Yismach Moshe Ma'anas Chalkai. You brought down the Luchos. The Chosu Bohem, Shniyo Shabbos. Which Luchos are we referring to when it says in Yismach Moshe? Both. Because if you look at these contradictions, if you read the words of Yismach Moshe very carefully, it says both expressions. One expression refers to Luchos Rishonos, and other, we'll look in a second, and the other refers to Luchos Shniyos. It's a contradiction in the Nusach of Yismach Moshe when you look at it very carefully, which basically means that the Paita, whoever wrote Yismach Moshe, was referring to the elements of both the Luchos Rishonos and the Luchos Shniyos. But wait a minute! It was a very different experience, the Luchos Rishonos and the Luchos Shniyos. The Luchos Rishonos was an overwhelming experience of fear, where Moshe had to say to the Jewish people, calm down, the Altiro, don't be afraid. Luchos Shniyos, Moshe, the Atah, now you don't have that problem of being overwhelmed with fear that Shema Thomas. Now you should work, we're going to be able to work our way up in a healthy way to fear HaKadosh Baruch on our terms. So it's a very different experience. So when you talk about Shabbos, and you want to connect Shabbos to the Ten Commandments, you know, Shabbos is after all one of the Ten Commandments. Okay, like I always tell you Rabbi from Atlanta. Rabbi from Atlanta, what's his name? The famous Rabbi from Atlanta? Rabbi Kalman, Feldman. He always said that when he started off his shul, his balabat today, it's Ir Ve'im B'Yisrael, Atlanta, Rabbi Feldman. What he has going, unbelievable. His son took over now. What he has is not to be believed. But when he first started, there was nothing there. Mom was dealing with people who knew nothing. And he would always tell them about Shabbos and this, and they would say it, and he would say to them, you know, Shabbos is one of the Ten Commandments. You know, this is serious stuff. And they would say to Rabbi, are you sure about that? It's one of his themes in one of his books. Are you sure about that? In any event, Shabbos is part of the Ten Commandments.
Speaking about Shabbos, that quickly. I saw last week, did an emissiago from Michael Kamenetsky. He says, Zochel Shomer, we did whatever. So, which is asking, what does it say, Taka and the Lucha Shneas? Does it say
Zohar?
Does it say Shalom? It says Zohar Divrecha now. So what is it?
Yeah.
He goes through a lengthy thing, but at the end he says that it's a Kree and Exiv. He wants to say that.
A Kree and Exiv? Okay, whatever. Okay, these are very mystical things. But in any event, if you look in the bracha for Rosh Chodesh, what do we say? Yidat Samuch Nach Hashem Lohinu Nuh Kavah Seinu Shetachat Lohinu Nuh Chodesh Azel Tev Lebracha Avzim Lanu Chaim Aduchim Chaim Shol Shalom Chaim Shol Tov Chaim Shol Bracha Chaim Shol Nutsa Chaim Shol Chil Tatsam Chaim Chaim Sheyesh Bohem Yira Shomayim Yira Shomayim. We're asking for a Chaim of Yira then and the Yira Shet. And then we say Chaim Sheim Rambush Uchlima Chaim shel oisher v'chavoid, Chaim shetevanu avas Torah v'yiras shamayim. Nachem ol yiras shamayim. Why do we pray for yiras shamayim twice? Why twice? So there are many, many answers. One is yiras ha'oinish, yiras ha'roimimus. After money, you said the joke. After you have a chaim of oisher v'chavoid, you need another dosh. Okay, we got. But when you look at the luchos, there's I'm not going in the oifen of Yiras Haroimimus and Yiras Oinish. there were two different types of Yirah Shamayim that Klal Yisrael experienced at with the Luchas. The first one was overwhelming. It was so overwhelming that we became dysfunctional. And we had to say to Moshe Rabbeinu, let's cancel Matan Torah. Cancel the show. It was overwhelming. The second expression of Yirah Shamayim, it was a revelation. The giving of the Torah, the Luchos Shviyos, which includes Shabbos, was a revelation that Hashem wants us on our own to yearn for Yirah Shamayim. The Atah Yisrael, now in contrast to Luchos Rishonos, the first Yirah Shamayim is sometimes it's good. I mean, this is a little bit of a stretch. I don't know. Maybe now you have to tweak it. But I'm trying to suggest the two mentions of Yirah Shamayim in the Birchas Rosh Chodesh correspond to the two experiences of Yirah Shamayim that accompanied Matan Torah. In the Luchos Rishonos, it was an overwhelming fear where Moshe had to calm everyone down and say, don't be afraid. Al tiro. But you know, sometimes it's good to get a little shock. When you get a little shock and awe, it puts you, it realigns you with reality. This Hakara, that's the first Yirah Shamayim. We want a Chayim Aruchim, Chayim Shal Shalom, Chayim Shal Toiv, Chayim Shal Baruch, Chayim Shal Parnos, Chayim Shal Tilif, Asam Es Chayim, Sheyesh Bohem Yirah Shamayim, the Yirah Schit. It's grouped together with Aveira. It's good to know, you tell a child, if you put your finger in the outlet, you're going to die. Right? What do you tell children? Don't play with the outlet. Don't take your water gun and shoot water into the outlet. I used to do this. Don't shoot your water gun in the outlet. You're going to die. You shock them. You tell them, don't cross the street. Don't cross the street without me. Don't you come to the corner, you wait there. I once saw a kid that he walked to the garden. The mother came over and gave the kid such a zetz. And it was mamash out of love. How dare you? You could have got killed. You go into the gutter. The car could have killed you, so now I'll kill you. Don't you give a person an awareness, an overwhelming dosage of Yira, and the Chanami, you become dysfunctional. It's good sometimes to become dysfunctional for a short period of time to have a reality check of where you're holding in life. And then, calm down, and now, you have to work on a natural Yira that you nurture and develop on your own. These are the two fears that accompanied Matan Torah. Can't deny, after Matan Torah number one, Al Tiro. After Matan Torah number two, V'ato Yisrael, Mo Hashem Elokech HaShol Meimach. Kim Liira, you're not afraid. You didn't go to Shemayim. I went to Shemayim. You were all surfing the web when I was in Shemayim getting the Luchos Shniyos. You didn't know what was going on when I was getting, the whole world was Olam Kiminhag Nog. It wasn't even reported on CNN that I went to Shemayim to go get the Luchos Shniyos. No one even knew about it. Only I knew about it. Now that we brought the Luchos Shniyos, the Atoy Yisrael Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Meimach, Kim Liira. That's the two. The first one is, let's get life in order. There's something called Shalom. There's Chaim Shal Toivah, Chaim Shal Baruch, Chaim Shal Parnos, Chaim Shal Tzatzomos, Chaim Shal Yir Shamayim, Yir Aschet. And then when we come to a different type of life, the next part of the bracha is a bakasha for money, not just to be alive. I want money. I want kavod. I love kavod.
With a son Rashi, I would say that.
I love kavod. You like kavod? Do you also like Yirah Shamayim? Yirah Shamayim? You have to nurture Chaim Shetevanu Ahavas Torah, the Yirah Shamayim. Love is something you nurture. The more you give, the more you love. Yira Shemayim is more Hashem Elokecha Shemakim liyire oisai. Okay, I believe there's a lot of truth to this.
I think the first is fear, what you're describing, and the second is awe.
No, no, I Bedavka didn't want to say that. That's the standard answer. Rav Mark is given the standard answer. The standard answer to this question is one is yiras ha'oinesh, punishment, and one is awe. Or, if you have awe, it doesn't necessarily mean you're dysfunctional. It's not shock therapy. When you go in front of a melech, someone that you're afraid of, you have awe, but you're still functional.
Yeah.
You're functional. No, I'm saying a type of fear that's a shock therapy. The same way when we tell a child, don't shoot your water gun into the outlet. So what do you tell him? If you shoot your water gun into the outlet, the whole house is going to burn down and we're all going to die. And when the child comprehends that the whole house is going to burn down, we're going to die, at least for a moment, if the child has enough seichel to understand what you just said, he freezes. He freezes. That's not called awe.
No, that's fear.
That's not called fear either. It's shock therapy. It's not fear. Is if I do this, I'm going to get punished. But I'm not. I'm functional. So I'll take my risks. I'll guess I'll get punished. And it's kedai. It's kedai for me to go sit in jail for 10 years. When it's over, I'll have $1 billion left over. Some people are crazy, okay? They're afraid of getting caught, but they'll do it anyway. That's there's fear of punishment, and then there is awe. You go in front of an Adam Gadol, a very holy person. You go in front of a president, a head of state, a judge. There's awe. And then there's fear of punishment. That's the standard answer. I'm well aware of that. And then there's the standard joke that's only been repeated 1,000 times. After you have Oyeshev Chavah, you need to get Yerushalayim, you have to start all over again. I'm trying to tell you something completely different. Completely different. There's a fear called shock. Shock therapy. That's the fear that Klal Yisrael experienced at Matan Torah number 1. They said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, 2 dibros, 8 more to go, no way. The show is canceled. Our sponsors have pulled out. That's it. Cancel the show. It's over. We're going to die. We're going to die. Mama's going to die. We're not functional people anymore. Moshe said, Al tirohu. Calm down. Calm down. That was a shock. That's very good. It's very good that a child should know that if he shoots the water gun into the outlet, the whole house will burn down and everyone's going to die. That's very important for him to become dysfunctional for a few minutes to think about that. Then there's another type of fear, which is to nurture a natural awe, so to speak, awe slash punishment. You have a relationship with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It goes hand in hand, both awe and punishment. You respect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you realize there's accountability, there's reward and punishment. If you misbehave, you're going to be punished. But a part of that understanding of punishment is also an appreciation of who Hashem is, of awe. But you're not dysfunctional at any moment in time. It's a healthy growth in a human being to appreciate who you're dealing with. Okay, there was a yiras shamayim.
The second can only come in for a purpose.
The second, not necessarily. No, I don't think. Some people never experience shock. Some people, who said it's good for everyone to experience shock? Yeah.
He said, Mot namut ke Elohim ha'inu. What did she say? Come on.
Calm down. Calm down. There's something called shock, right? It's not awe. It's not awe. I know that's the standard answer, but I don't want to do
that.
No, I'm just joking.
I'm saying over here that awe and fear of punishment are really two sides of the same coin. The more when you come to appreciate Kadosh Baruch Hu, the more you appreciate him, number one, you're afraid of punishment. But at the same time, you have a deep respect, which we called awe. That's the second fear. The first, that was the fear that Moshe was begging Klal Yisrael to nurture on their own. V'atah Yisrael mo Hashem lokecha shoyl neimach. Kim liyira. Learn to appreciate who Hashem is, have awe for Hashem, and realize you're going to be punished as well. But the first yira that appears after the Luchos Rishonos was, Al Tirohu! Calm down, people. Calm down. You'll get through Matan Torah. Yeah.
Maybe I'm missing something. And the whole basic inyan of the Luchos, we believe Aliyin have to have them Munah. That call it Torah Kula is Messina. Every word in
absolutely, absolutely.
So, what was the purpose of
Torah Kula also
digesting it all into the Luchos?
That's a different. That's a whole different topic. It's a whole different topic. It's a whole different topic.
But
a different topic. Avsai Yigon says. Avsai Yigon says all Taryag mitzvos are rooted in the Aseret HaDibros. That's a different topic. That's a different topic. I'm focusing now on the fact that after Matan Torah, it says it. I think Haloi Davar. No. After Luchos Rishonos, Luchos Shnios, the first topic is Yira Shemayim. And here it's don't be afraid, and here is you should be afraid.
And the second Chaim has Abba.
Right, because that is nurturing. That's the nurturing of life. And I'm trying to say is the first one was an overwhelming shock. And that's good. It's very, very, Moshe told him it's good. We understand that that's how you teach children. When you understand, when we understand certain things, and then we calm down. And then we have an intellectual approach. That's not awe, that's shock. Awe is not shock, it's a whole different type of fear. Two different types of fears, two different experiences, and that's what we're being mispalled for in the Bracha of Rosh Chodesh. Especially when Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos. And Shabbos, we learn about the Shabbos is given in the Luchos. And we read about it in the Shemoneh Esrei. And there are different hints in the Nusach of Yismach Moshe to allude to both. Okay, that is this idea. I didn't think it would take so long to say, but I'm happy that it took long. I want to tell you one more vart before we conclude. One more vart. That is, we have a mention in this week's parasha about the Man. Va'yeanecha. The nun has a dat, which means Hashem tortured you. Okay, not vay an. If they would not have a dat in the nun, it would be a shvanoch. It would mean Hashem answered you. This has nothing to do with the yud. It's a va. Then there's a yud. There's a shvo under the yud. That is an old machlokes from time immemorial. Do you say Vayihi b'mei Achashverosh, or do you say Vayihi b'mei Achashverosh? The Gra says Vay. It's a Shvonach. Vayihi b'mei Achashverosh. And Rav Zalman Hena says you should say Vayihi, a Shvonach. Vayihi b'mei Achashverosh. It's not the Yud. When it comes to Vay Anecha, it doesn't matter if the Baal Kriya says Vay or he says Vayihi. It doesn't make one bit of a difference. What makes a world of a difference is the nun. There's a dogesh in the nun. If he does not, if he ignores the dogesh in the nun and says vai an, it means he answered you. There's no answering you when it comes to the man. It's a dogesh in the nun, he tortured you. Eating the man was torture. That's what it says. Why was it torture? You had many interpretations. You took a whole day. You weren't able to make a bracha. Okay, you couldn't make a bracha. Some said there was no bracha on the man. What are you going to make? Hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz? No. There's no nusach min ha'shamayim. All right, there's a whole bunch of answers. Every day you have to be on best behavior. Best behavior. Because if you were on your best behavior, the man didn't show up at your front door. And then the shidduch resume is down the drain. Because look, I'm going to be mashadik with a guy. Who wakes up, the man doesn't fall on his front door?
You only married in your shavas, so you married your own family.
Even someone your own family. Even your own family. So everyone had to be on their best behavior. You know, you gotta be able to do an aveir once in a while. Right? It's torture. There are many, many years. I'm not going that right. And then it says, Vayar Iveka. Vayar Iveka. There's a dot, Vayayivecho? Not Vayayivecho, I forgot. There's a dot in the Chof? Is there a dot in the Chof?
Huh?
Is there a dot in the Chof?
Cho,
not a dot, I forgot. There's no dot in the Chof, I forgot.
There are singles on top of the bays in the Chof.
Vayayivecho, Hashem made you hungry. He tortured you, and he made you, you never satisfied. Why weren't you satisfied? Because it didn't, whatever you thought, whatever it tasted like, it didn't look like. The satisfaction in food comes from what? Looking.
Groiner.
It may taste like a steak. It may smell like a steak. But if it doesn't quack like a steak, it's a duck. Okay? So it's not going to be good enough. It has to actually look like a steak. The mon did not look like a steak. It's a duck. What can I tell you? It did not look like a steak. So you were hungry. Even though it tasted like a steak, you were still hungry. That's the pshuta shel mikra. It's very difficult, these words. There's no question about it. Okay, but let's appreciate the difficulty. Hashem gave you the man, and Moshe Rabbeinu was telling us a fact. We have 3 million people in the desert, and every single one for 40 years was tortured. Vayanicha. Hashem tortured you. Vayarivecha. Hashem starved you. No one was ever satisfied. They couldn't bench. You couldn't say, V'yachalto v'sovoto. Because eating the bun, we're not satisfied. It says, V'ferish n'pasi, you're not satisfied. There's a Moshe made the bracha, Birchas HaMazon, for the mon, and the mon, there's no sevia. Because it says, V'yach, they ate the mon. V'yanecha, V'yarivecha, V'yachilcha es haman. Right? Very difficult. What's the vart? There are two words that go further. Asher lo yodata v'lo yodu'un avoysach. And then it goes on to say, is parallelism taking place in this pasuk. Ki lo yalalechem levado yichyeh ha'odom. That's number one. And then the second expression, ki al kol motzofi Hashem yichyeh ha'odom. This pasuk is a shocking pasuk. Because if you think about it, everything we have in this world, why do we do it? Judaism. What is Judaism all about? The Avos. Mesorah. Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. You go out of them, you deviate from the Mesorah one iota, you're dead. You're done. Elokei Abraham, Elokei Yitzhak, Elokei Yaakov. It's very rigid. Judaism is very rigid. Don't deviate from tradition. Okay? Even you go to a real Haredi place, you say, we're a Vart. Who says this vart? Who says, if the brisker rav didn't say the vart, then you can't say the vart. There are people that are like that. They're very, very rigid. Very, very tough. They're very, too much sometimes. Way too much. But it's MS. When your father didn't experience something, and you have to experience it by yourself for the very first time, you're in a lot of trouble. If you go to school, elementary school, high school, college, master's, doctorate, postdoctorate, training all over the world, and you even went to kindergarten, top it all off. You also went to kindergarten, and then you come across a new experience. I don't know how to do this. I don't know. I know someone that was a real American. Real as a woman, a real American. I grew up with her, real American. She came, she hasn't been in America for 20 years. She came to America for a couple of weeks here. She says to me, you know, I always felt I'm an American. Even Eretz Yisrael, I come here now, I'm totally at a loss. I don't even know how to go on the train. I went to the subway. I couldn't figure out how to get on the train. What's a metro card? How do you swipe it? Do you not swipe? You do this. I would say we had tokens. I try to go into the store. I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to maneuver in the Dalet Amos that I grew up in. Everything is so different. I can't call a car service. I can't do this. Everything is so different. I don't know how to do anything anymore. I feel totally at loss. This woman is a very well-educated woman. I think she has a PhD. And she tells me she comes over here for a few weeks to New York, to Brooklyn. She is totally at a loss. She does not know how to navigate nothing, even the simplest things. She has to relearn society where she grew up in. When you have no experience in something, no matter how educated you are, it is torture. Torture. This is a new experience. No one ever had mun before. No one knew how to deal with this. Worse, vayari vecha, you're starving. Why are you starving? Because this bread, your parents never had this bread. Asher lo yodun, the lo yodun avosech. Your parents never, they never told you about, they never explained to you that when you eat this bread, you're satisfied. They never processed for you, they never, we live based on knowledge, what we accomplish in our own minds. And we also, when we don't understand something, at least we have faith in our parents. If our parents told us, this is what you do, we do it. Because if my parents did it, my grandparents, my great-grandparents, my great-grandparents, if it was good enough for them, they wouldn't lie to us. They wouldn't go tell us to do it if it wasn't good for us. So in life, everything falls into two concepts. You yourself learn a skill and you know how to work a maneuver. That's number one. Number two, if you, even if you learn the best that you can, you can't figure it out. Did my parents do this? Yes, good enough for me. Good enough for me. Because my parents would not have told me to do something I did not do. You know what's the problem with the mon? Vayancha, vayarivecha, vayachilcha, semasher lo yodata, velo yodun avosecha. It's not just telling you another statement. It's telling you the reason why vayancha, vayarivecha. You know why vayancha? You know why vayarivecha? It's because asher lo yodata. You may have a PhD, multiple PhDs. I don't know how to go on the subway. I don't know how to get a metro card. I don't know where to get what to do. I don't know what to do. That's torture. Okay, but my parents, they showed me the way. I'll never understand this, how this thing works, but I don't follow monkey see, monkey do. My parents told me, I'll follow the Messiah. V'lo yodun avosecha. Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov never ate man. And not even Yosef. And not even Osnas Paschal Tifer. No one ate the man. That's why it's Vayari Vech. I'm hungry because my parents didn't serve me. They gave me scrambled eggs. They didn't give this to me to eat. I'm not satisfied from this.
So people
what?
The internet.
I never experienced this. The Lord of Zecha. Leman hodiacha to teach or get a card. Now this little more delicate to teach him. Then here's the delicate. We're finishing up with this now. Leman kilo. There are two parts to the next part of the pasuk. Leman hodiacha. We're going to match up one to one. When it comes to you, kilo yalalechem levado yichye ha'adam. With regard to your parents, it says ki al kol motzafi ha'adam yichye ha'adam. This is something interesting. When it comes to yourself, you know, Gebedova, you can't tell a person, you can't say to a human being that you live, it's not, you live al pi Hashem. Come on here, come on. Don't give me this business. You go to me and you say to me, oh, you ate bread today? Yeah, I wanted a cup of coffee? That is not what gave you nourishment. It's the pi Hashem. Really, the Pi Hashem gave me nourishment. Excuse me, all I see in front of me is the coffee and the bread. I ate it, I drank it, I feel healthy, I feel good, Baruch Hashem. Yeah, you're telling me these concepts, the Ribbono Shel Olam. Listen, who are you talking to? You're talking to a little guy like me. I need food. Don't talk religion. I don't want to hear religion. I want pizza. I want pastrami. I want food. Yeah, I'll bench. We'll say a shir about it, we'll talk about it, very nice. Tachlis, where's the ketchup? Tachlis. When you're dealing with me, you say the most you can say to a human being is, ki loy al halechem levado. That's right. Eat your bread. Your bread is giving you sustenance. But remember, to bench. Remember to say a hamotzi. It's not just the bread. When you're dealing with your parents, with your ancestors, it's not me. It's abstract. So by them, I'm able to appreciate the only reason why they survived in this world against all odds. It's purely because ki al kol motzafi Hashem yichyehada. When it comes to yourself, you know, nogea bedavar, you cannot say about yourself, ki al kol motzafi Hashem yichyehada. Impossible. The most you can say about yourself is, ki lo al halechem livado. I need the bread. I need the food. I need all of the trimmings of life, all the good stuff. It's not, that's not everything. You got to also daven 3 times a day and bench. When it comes to, it's not you, you're looking back to your ancestors, that's more abstract. You study history. You study their circumstances. You study their enemies. How in the world did they survive? Ki al kol motzafi Hashem. It wasn't the food. It wasn't the host country. It wasn't this. You know why our ancestors survived? We are able to appreciate ki al kol motzafi Hashem yichyeh ha'adam. Nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Us, the most you can say is alechem. So the point is, there's a parallelism. A triple parallelism in this one pasuk. Vaye'anecha vayarivecha. Hashem tortured you and he made you starve. Why? You know why? Laman hodiacha. The reason is you know why? Asher lo yodata. That's why you were tortured. You didn't know how to deal with it. And you know why you were hungry? You have no tradition from your parents dealing with this. What was the purpose of this man? Laman hodiacha. For you, the purpose is, you should know it's not just the bread alone. It's lechem levado. You need a shutzis with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your ancestors, your parents, they're abstract. They're distant from you. By them, you'll be able to see ki al kol motzafi Hashem yichyeh. By your parents, not by you. So that's impossible.
Island.
What?
They were on an island.
Not necessarily. You are removed.
Like didn't the Torah el loichle amon?
Yeah, so.
So they were on a high level.
I don't understand. That's not the point. That's not that they were highlighted that they got the mon. But the point is, even when you have bread and you have mon, you believe in your mind that it's the mon that's giving you nourishment. The most Hashem can demand from a person regarding himself is kiloy al halechem levado. When it comes to someone who's not you, someone who it's not me, I'm not my stomach. It's, then you're able, when you distance yourself and you look back in hindsight at those people, you're able to see by them it wasn't even the bread, it's not even a partnership. It's only HaKadosh Baruch. The point I'm trying to make is there's a triple pattern in this pasuk, 2, 2, 2. And you match them all up and it reveals an insight into human condition. We were tortured. You know why we were tortured? It's because we never dealt with this before. You know why we were starving? It didn't give us satisfaction? Because our parents never taught us. We don't have a tradition from our parents regarding this type of food. They never ate it. They never understood this type of spiritual food. And then what was the purpose of this food? Well, for us, who are human beings and we eat the food, it's to realize the spiritual food, kiloy al lechem levado. It's the bread and Hashem. We have to daven, but we can't fool ourselves and think that we're so holy, we're malachi elokim. But when we look at our parents, it's not that their stomach is not my stomach. By them, this bread gives us the ability to appreciate ki al kol motzav. They taka survived only through al pi Hashem. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful Shabbos, everyone. Thank you. rabbis, 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 rabbis,
rabbis, rabbis, rabbis, rabbis, rabbis, rabbis, rabbis,
rabbis, rabbis, rabbis, rabbis, rabbis, rabbis, rabbis, rabbis, rabbis, rabbis, rabbis, rabbis, rabbis, rabbis, rabbis, rabbis, I felt a little uncomfortable.
It doesn't matter.
I felt the
everybody.
Good Shabbos, Michal. Michal, how are you? How's everything?
Thank you, Shabbos.
And Michal, how are you doing? How are you?
Keeping busy. Keeping busy. It's one day at a time. A little by little.
Please send the regards.
Okay. Thank you.
Who's not well?
All right. I think you'll like some of my posts this week.
Baruch Hashem, your posts are back. Last week, the world was distraught.
As long as it's post, not compost.
I didn't have time. Even if there were anything interesting, I didn't have time.
As long as it's not compost.
Ron, how are you? Good Shabbos, how are you? How's everything? Ron, how are you? The yard site, when was the yard site? The yard site was already a while ago?
No, the yard site is Labor Day week.
Oh, the yard site
in
week? Yeah.
She died 2 days before Rosh Hashanah.
Oh.
3 days.
9/11.
My Kaddish and my outdoor minion finish on Thursday.
Wow.
11 months.
You didn't miss a day. You didn't miss a single tefillah.
Yes, one day during the snow. Yeah, open the door.
Wow.
My friend in Florida said it for me. For Shabbos.
Wow.
Yep, we're out there.
Who's that?
Ron.
Better in the post office.
Ron who?
All right, wow, so tremendous. It's remarkable. It's remarkable. You didn't miss a day.
He has kept $1 million for life and it's safe.
He's graduated.
Unbelievable.
This is your job, right?
Yeah. Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos. I fell.
What does that mean?
It's an expression. It just mixes. I mean, well,
why are you having both ones? Yeah.
Well, it's Napal. Asher has Napal. The Mepharshim have to talk about double.
I don't know what the.
It's only Rashi. Rashi can't tell you the details. For Esnapal. So what do you say, Tavari? Chapter. What does chapter 9? 9:25. You know 9:25, Tamari?
9:25. What does it say?
For Esnapal, Mishnei Hashem, Eis Rabban Hayom, Eis Rabban Hayom. Asher Esnapal. Why the repetition? Let's see the Targum, Kaf Hei.
Same thing.
D. Ishta Tochis. Which I felt. Why the repetition?
That's also
why. The trance is when Hashem is D. Asher Histapal.
I mean, I have one in the
house. Asher Histapal. Rashi, is there anything over here?
No, that's what I give you.
Histapal. Maybe that's what he means by Koflon Khan. Koflon Khan Pashim Shah means that he's repeating what he said earlier. He already said back in the this Pashim says twice. And he already met this. Over here, he's repeating the second time. because here it's the same
thing as
the Shabbos. The lady who makes it a Jewish for a couple of times, he's repeating with the Eschatal. The Pasuk B'Shabbos is that this Pasuk, the prior Pasuk, is already read it when it said Pasuk B'Yitchas. Pasuk B'Yitchas said exactly the same thing.
Okay, so
what
is
that? Eschatal, 32 times.
Yeah.
Eschatal, if they are Hashem, Karishayna, Abom Yimavon Loyal. So it says Eschatal. And now it says three times, where's Napal?
The answer is the question.
So it really told us it says it three times.
Yeah.
Okay. So you know, there's going to be some drush.
Yeah.
And we basically linked to that, I'm willing to bet, is that Moshe davened three times the Balcha.
Oh, maybe down three times. He did. Okay. In other words,
he could
lose. Then he went up a second time, and then the third time.
I'm telling you,
yeah.
How many times will Makabel the Torah?
Twice.
Three times.
We have shuas.
The first thing,
Kibul.
That was before they got.
There was a Luchas Rishonos.
Yeah.
Luchas Shnias.
Yeah.
And then the time of Purim.
Purim. Yeah.
Reaffirmation of Purim.
Yeah.
Now I tell you a minute. Moshe Rabbeinu, he was mispalel. How many times in total does it say V'esnapal lifnei Hashem? Three times.
Yeah.
In regard to Kabbalah Satara.
Uh huh.
So the first time was when he shattered the Luchas.
Yeah.
When he shattered, that Hashem shouldn't destroy us.
Yeah.
And then the second time was that Hashem should give us the second Luchas.
Yeah.
And then Hashem
should give us the
Gezerah of Haman, of Hashem, of Haram, of Habe. I think the Taki is a Medrash that says something that Mordechai went to Moshe. I do believe this something after Yeshua B'chol, he's an expert on this, Moshe. If you will find the letter that says that Mordechai, he went to Moshe Rabbeinu, I had a conversation with him about the Zeru Lahashra Rabbeinu, and Moshe pulled some strings.
Yeah.
So that's what it's alluding to over here.
Yeah.
It says Rabbi Snapal three times, Rabbi Snapal, and then Nachma, Rabbi Snapal, Rabbi Snapal. This is wild, wild stuff, but the question stands.
Uh-huh.
So you'll just say it's an expression, just an expression.
Yeah.
It's a manner of language.
Yeah.
Where Snapal ka share his Snapal.
Sure, that just goes. I couldn't find the. So in other words, Shulasa Lava. It's like a drush.
You know
the accident that happened up in Russia. So in 1998, I went to part of Eastern Europe, and I went to Germany with the Schnee line.
Yeah.
But before that, the same company had another tour. They did Ukraine and Russia and all those other places. So someone was on that tour, and he came to the second tour. So he's telling me that they went on the tour. This is 1998, so everything was kind of newer. So they decided that we were going to go from Kiev. They would take a bus, they wanted to go to like Mezhbiz, all those other places. So while they were there, somebody said, you know what, instead of taking a bus, there's another, we can charter a plane, take us to like nearby airport. And from there, it would be, you'd be saving like 4 or 5 hours, you know, explore the area. And just, so a few guys decided, okay, we'll do it. They go to the far end of the runway. Like I said, there's this beat up old Russian plane. So if you don't want up, the guy got up, he said this whole plane was like disgusting, it was like rust all over the place. And so he said, you know what, I'm not getting on this plane, forget it. And I said, I don't know. Got up, left the plane. The other people stayed on. Plane went, took off. And about a while later, the guy said, we're having engine problems, we're getting off this abandoned airport. That's what they did, it was a whole setup. They got off there. And the plane in the opposite direction, dropped them off, and they said, okay, everybody, give you the money, get out of the plane, basically. they took their money, and then they had to get a bus. It was like the middle of nowhere, it was an old abandoned airport.
It was planned, but
They were robbed, they came back, and they came back like a day later. So the whole thing, when you get all these places, you're talking about old Russian, old equipment. I don't know what.
This pilot, they say, was a good pilot.
What?
He was a good pilot.
So why would it cause, you what did they the say would cause the problem?
They don't know yet, but.
You saw the video of the joyride?
Of the what?
It was a joyride.
Yeah,
you saw the stunts he was doing?
I don't
want
to look at it. Why, he did shtick?
Yeah.
They showed a few minutes, mamish, before he crashed.
He was doing shtick?
He showed how he came down, he went up, he flipped over, and then he came around.
They must have wanted the shtick.
He came out, and he came down, this is good, nothing happened. And he came down, it was so close.
Yeah.
Mamish, inches from the ground, part of the shtick. This guy's crazy. It's inevitable.
He was a very good pilot.
A very good pilot. He got killed. How good was he?
So
he got killed.
Did
he die? The pilot died also?
Yeah. There were two articles in the Israeli paper.
Yeah.
So one paper said they took their Bodia said they wanted to take quicker to get to.
Oh, what a lie!
They lied.
What a lie!
This is
garbage.
Yeah, they didn't take the film. They didn't take the
garbage. It was a joyride. It was like a roller coaster
they
ride.
Paid for joyride.
It was a joyride. This guy was a mumcha, and what he did was
right.
He
so Mayor called all the boys back to.
That's right. What are they doing there?
Show me how to open and close this. It was originally set up when I did twice. It closed, opened and closed. Now I have to press the button.
Papa.
Yeah, we'll go in a second, Tamari.
First, you want to always go like this?
No, I don't mind if it turns.
You don't mind?
No, I don't mind.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Okay, so what do you want to do?
I want to know how to open and close the when it's closed.
When it's closed? You know the middle button.
Huh?
You know the button.
Yeah.
Any time you have any problem,
right, I hit
you
the
press
button.
That button. You go back to over here.
You're right.
So what do you want to do now?
I want to open the, when I get the phone, I want to open it.
Yeah.
I want to either tap on it. I don't want to press that button.
Right, open. So you open the phone. This is terrible, this button.
I know. It's the hold. It's not the...
Okay. So when you press this button, what do you want to do?
Look what? Press the button.
Press the button.
It opens already into the Apple. I want it to open on the first screen.
Why?
It should open here?
This is the first screen.
Okay. Usually there's a clock or whatever. Okay.
As right now it's closed, right? So what do you want to do? When you press this button...
I should see the date and the time.
So you go like, you go date and the time?
No, you got to say
what date and time? What date and time?
It doesn't show me. Okay. How do I close... When I close it, is it closed off or is it just...
Yeah, it's always closed off. You press this. Let me show you.
Yeah.
It's very important. This this button,
it
you
goes
press
into
button,
old
clear all.
Yeah.
Press clear all. That's
right.
A very good thing to do.
Right.
They have a lot of headaches when you don't do
right.
that. Because they have a lot of apps that are open.
Right, I know.
Okay, next thing is, in internet, this is very important to know.
Yeah.
This will save you a lot of big headaches. It took me only 10 years to learn this. And to play the news.
Right.
Okay? Now watch this. Now, every once in a while, let me open up a new window.
Right.
Let's say play the news. No, I don't want to play. What happened over here? See, I don't want to do it myself. Here's search. Here's Google Assistant. It doesn't make a difference. Now, let's say I want to have another window.
You don't press at the bottom.
First,
you're
not
circle.
Using. You're not using. Wait a minute. Wait. This is not even Google. This is not even Chrome. You should not be using. This is horrible.
What is it?
They really fool you over here. Okay, we have to get you Chrome. This is no good. 1 second, please. You should be using only Chrome, not this watered-down version of Chrome, which is really no good.
So you have to remove
Where's
it.
The Play Store? Where
Play
is
Store is in Google.
Go to
Excuse me, may I have to run? You coming with me?
Oh, where? You going by car?
You see, yeah, you asked me for a ride, right?
No, I asked you if you got a ride for your grandma.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, no, I got a ride. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
You already have Chrome, so how do you put this in? How do you put this? Let me just do this for you. Add to home screen. No.
What do you want? Chrome?
I
want to
put Chrome. No, it's good. I want to put Chrome. You're using, you see this G?
Yeah.
That is not really Chrome. That is a watered down version.
Turn the page, see if Chrome is on the next page.
It's right here. Here's Chrome.
Oh, okay. So press it.
To allow customers to do the resume, you don't go to settings.
This is Chrome. That was Chrome.
To allow the viewer to go to settings, display home screen. Settings. Every phone is different. They customize it.
They've changed even the...
They changed that. They let every company completely customize it. I'm not really familiar with Wi-Fi. Will they call tethering?
What are you looking for?
Home screen.
Is it look on the select either?
Good. What? Icon show Google feature to left of the main home screen. Search. Home screen lock. No, you don't want this. It's no good. Good. Now we're in business. Okay, now we're going to take this out of here.
Yeah, okay.
We're going to put this.
Put it over here?
Oops, what I do? Don't worry, it doesn't matter. We'll find it. Where did I put it? Where did I go? Did I put it over here? I probably put another one by mistake. I want to put this over here for now. Okay, good. This, I really get rid of this. This is no good.
So move it into remove.
I don't know where I should put it over here. Okay, we'll remove it. It's no good. It's not good. You really, yes. I can always put it back. Which remove it.
Yeah,
but,
okay.
This is what, you, when you go on the internet, you use this.
Okay.
Also, you should really put this in the bottom because you always want this.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so you always have it in the bottom. Now, this is very important. It'll save you a big headache. Let's see. Now, anytime you want to go on the internet, so let's start fresh. Okay, let's close everything. Okay, clear all. Everything's clear. You want to go on the internet. Go on Chrome. You press that button. Okay, you type whatever you want.
Right.
So you type the assistant. Let's make it what you type. Now, let's say you want to go look up something else. So right. You don't have this on the other one. This is Chrome. This is good.
Right.
You press the three dots. New tab.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Now watch. Okay, so you type over here some nonsense. Right. My watch looks cool. Who cares, right? Okay, let's do another new tab. You already have 31. New tab. Okay, I'll type over here. Hello. It doesn't make a difference. Hello. Doesn't matter. Just some garbage, right?
Yeah.
Go. Okay. Now, then all of a sudden, wait a minute. I need something I'm missing before. You go to the top. See the very top?
Yeah.
And you swipe. And back. You go to all of your windows.
Okay.
This is because many times you do something and it disappears.
Tamari, come here. Come on, Tamar.
See this very geschmack. Many times you're looking for something, and especially then on the computer, you always go back. You don't have those options because it's so small. All you do is in Chrome, not in the G. The G is garbage.
Okay.
In Chrome, you're able on the very top to swipe through all of your windows.
And how do I get on the first screen?
And also, when you have too many things going on,
then you go to the
click of the three. This do this all the time. Too many things going. Clear all tabs.
Yeah.
If you click on the number 38, you have 38 tabs on. So I'll show you over here. Yeah. Since there's 39.
Yeah.
Click on 39. You have 39 tabs. You only need 39 tabs, and then you click on the three dots. Close all tabs.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because you're going to get too confused.
Okay. I'll learn it for that. Okay, Tamara, you want to ask on the parasha something? Come and ask what you want on the parasha. Which parasha is this week?
And the best thing is, you get to learn the stylus. You'll love it.
Yeah.
You won't be able to leave home without the
stylus.
How do
I make an entrance here? I have to go ahead.
9 and 10. Bracha klala.
You do search on the top.
Yeah, okay.
Say bracha klala.
And you want to finish, you go that to the back, the beginning, or that to close everything. Right? Okay. And then on the internet.
And how do I make a screen here? A line?
What do you mean a line? What do you want to put
if I
want
to do search.
You want to put a widget? So no, you do widgets. You have a lot of, every app, some of them, with the app comes a widget, which means it's on the screen. So to get the widget, you just hold down the screen.
Yeah, and it comes
down
widget
the
on the bottom.
And then you go look at all the widgets. Widgets. Now you have to scan through all the widgets. Yeah,
until I get to Chrome.
You find the one that you like. So yeah, is there one for Chrome? Let's see if there's one for Chrome. Google. That's nice. See, this is Google.
Right.
That's not Chrome.
No.
Okay, let's I have this. I like this. I like to have my email on the home screen.
I have it in the home screen. I have it
on. No, but you mamash can see it on the home. I'll show you. Like this. You want to do this? What is going on? I don't even know how to use my phone. One second. Fully charged. What's going on here? What happened to my phone now?
Come here, Tamari, quickly.
No.
Okay, here's my phone here.
No.